Blog Talk Radio.
You,
PSA Radio, man. You guys already know what this is. Late Night Edition, of course. Battle reviews, segments, everything under the sun, man. You guys already know what it is. My bro, Dre, 3-Letter, man. What is good, my G?
My brother, Timbo. What's good, my G? What's popping with you, family?
Hey, man. You already know, man. We got the battles coming out. We got some controversy coming out. Now I want to ask you, should we go into the hip-hop first tonight?
Listen, you make that call, brother. You're the producer. You can make that call. Wherever you want to go.
Let's do it.
However you feel, I'm rolling with you.
Let's do it. So, earlier today, I guess later last night, too, there were some clips that were put out of Kanye West in concert, and he was speaking on Hove. So I guess he was saying, you know, Hove called me when Kim was robbed, asked me, you know, what's up, we cool, or is everybody cool, and then nothing. They haven't seen each other. They haven't done anything like that, right? They haven't. He's like, you know, our kids used to hang out. Kids don't come over no more. Nobody comes over no more. Pretty much been cut off. And he went on to air out a little bit more saying, what did he say about Drake? He was like, Hove wouldn't do a song with Drake because of the whole Meek Mill situation. He wasn't going to get, I guess, involved in that or whatever the case is. So he said that's the reason Hove hasn't done anything with Drake and this and that. So it's crazy out here, man. What do you think? When you saw the clip, break it down what you saw, how you felt about it.
First of all, Timbo, that shit is cringe-worthy. Let me scream that again on PSA. That is cringe-worthy, my nigga. Kanye, what's really good with you, my nigga? You gonna tell me a nigga that you've been rolling with for 15 years, you decide to air some bullshit out on stage at your whack-ass Pablo show where you're charging niggas $585 for a fucking ripped t-shirt, 20 G's for some fucking Yeezy kicks, and them shits ain't even fire? Man, kill yourself, my nigga, for real. My nigga, why don't you pick up the phone? And let's be real, yeah? Let's take it back to the early Rockefeller days real quick. James signed you, nigga. It was Dame that believed in you. If we're going to keep it all the way live, it was Dame that threw the rock chain on your motherfucking neck. You airing out Jay-Z on it. And you decided to roll with Jay-Z after that. You didn't go with Dame when the Rockefeller split up, my nigga. What does that say about you? I don't blame you for going with Jay-Z. Don't get me wrong, but let's be real. You on stage, my nigga, talking about they'll never be able to watch the throne too. Well, to be fair, Timbo, I didn't like Watch Your Throne 1 like that anyway, so I'm not losing no motherfucking sleep.
I feel you.
These two niggas don't collab to go in the booth. And I'm going to be real, Timbo. I'm going to shock you when I'm going to say this right now. If I believe there's going to be a Kanye Drake album that's going to come out, and I expect that shit to be fire if it drops. I'm going to be real. I think Kanye Drake...
I completely agree. I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it'll be crazy.
You said you hate the politics. But like Jay-Z said in 96, my nigga, politics as usual. Hell, you know the fucking game, yeah? And you fucking fans out there screaming, Yeezy, Yeezy. Well, tell your man Kanye Yeezy, can he give us a fucking classic album? Can we get a college dropout or late registration? Kanye, stop your bitching. Put your skirt down, nigga. Give us a fucking classic album. You riding these waves, doing songs with these other niggas. No disrespect to Travis Scott. I don't give a fuck about no Travis Scott, man. Where's the soulful Kanye at? That Yeezus album was a fucking weed plate, my nigga. I wiped my ass with that shit. That shit was caca juice, Timbo.
Jesus.
Timbo, am I stupid, dumb, or blind? Is this nigga, he's on Tidal. Let's read between the lines, Timbo. Me and you are very smart individuals here in this hip-hop shit. You gonna tell me this nigga wasn't screaming to go to Apple? He wasn't throwing hints that he want. He's basically shitting on Tidal, screaming he want to go there with his mad friend, Drake, a.k.a. Aubrey over there. Them niggas pillow talking about Jay-Z. Yo, he don't like you anyway, son. You know that, right? Drake, he don't like you anyway. Nigga, come on, man.
Tell me, bro. I mean, here's the thing. We all know the whole Tidal situation. I think it was, you know, people, well, something was said that Kanye owns, is a part owner of Tidal that's like 3%. Something
okay.
like that. Something small. 3%. But I guess he's not happy, obviously, at Tidal. And you're right. He probably looks at Drake's situation and is like, yo, this dude is getting going crazy over there at Apple. You know, that's the place to be. Who wouldn't want to be there? You know what I'm saying? Who wouldn't want to be there? I would. So he's
Timbo,
probably seeing
you,
it like
you know
that.
This shit better than I do, bro. I'm not going to front. Timbo knows his Apple, Tidal, electronics. He knows the all this shit. He's good at this shit, y'all. So you're telling me that even though Ye's on Tidal, rubbing shoulders with his man Hov and them over there, that it to him in his eyes now, it'd be a better look. But he's up there screaming that he don't give a fuck about none of that shit. But you're saying that it's a better look for him as an artist to fuck with Apple over Tidal?
I think, no question, as any artist, it would be a better look to fuck with Apple over Tidal. You know? I think just the platform alone. Even though, I mean, there's already talks now of Apple buying Tidal. So, I mean, that's even more of a reason. There's never going to be a day that Tidal will ever buy or do anything with Apple. Apple is only going to get bigger. You know, Tidal, we've already seen the quote-unquote struggles, right? We've seen the struggles of Tidal. You know, people last minute doing stuff and this and that. So we've seen that type of stuff already happen. So, yeah, I bet it is frustrating for these guys.
But Timbo, I see a lot of artists saying, yo, get this, get my shit on Tidal, or this is on Tidal, this is on Tidal, all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Well, I think they do that because, you know, Tidal is in a position where they have to have something. So they might, you know, make a deal with these artists saying, yo, do this, and obviously we'll pay, you
right.
know, they get paid well. So they just got to do that before they go to Apple, you know? Because
right.
Apple, like we said, man, that's the place, that's where it's at right there. Apple is where it's at. So that's why I'm feeling about it. But Ye is mad, man. Ye's upset.
Man, Ye is mad. Ye. Listen, Ye, you media attention whore. Let's just call it what it is, man. I mean, and let's be real, Timbo. It's clear as day Jay-Z and Drake don't really fuck with each other. Yes, Timbo, I know he was on the Pound Cake joint and the Light Up joint on Drake's Drizzy first album.
Mm-hmm.
And truth be told, Hov, you my guy. But I'm going to be real with you. Drake had a better verse than you on Pound Cake. And I fuck with Drake. I'm Jay-Z way more than Drake.
Yeah.
But this is just don't kill a messenger. I'm just being real. I wish Drake had another verse. Drake, Jay, you probably didn't need to be on there. But that was neither here nor there. But let's take it back to the Jay Electronica song, Nigga, We Made It.
Mm.
When Hov talking about Sorry, Mrs. Drizzy, the lines have been told on 30 for 30 when Drake was talking about the higher ups, this, that, and the third. He's talking about Jay-Z. Who else is he fucking talking about? You know what I'm saying? And what, Meek Mill is on Roc Nation, so of course, Jay, and I salute Jay for that shit. Nah, I'm not going to put no lyrics getting at the young boy like that, you know what I'm saying? So obviously, clear as day, we got like a tag team match here for fucking Survivor Series this Thanksgiving, Timbo. On one corner, you got fucking Kanye West and Drake, and on this corner, you got Meek Mill and Jay-Z. This just, I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Who would you have? All right, in the match, in the duel of duels, who would you have between those two?
You disrespecting your big bro even asking me this question, my nigga. You disrespecting me. Asking me this question.
Got?
Are you?
Who you got?
You should know me, bro. You know me for the last 3 years. You should know me. You know I'm riding with Jay and
Hov,
me. That's twice on Sunday, my nigga. Come on now. That's twice on Sunday. I'm riding with Jay and Meek on that. That's just what it is.
Let me tell you something. I was listening totally off topic, but I'm going to bring this point home. So check this out. I was listening to Joe Budden's podcast. Shout out to the podcast. I'll fuck with I'll name this podcast later. I'll fuck with them. They're dope. Maul was talking about something about Jay-Z. How he is such a he may not be out there in the media, but he's such a prolific figure inside the industry. If he says don't fuck with this person, they will not fuck with them.
Sir,
was it
that Jay-Z got Charlamagne fired or some type of shit? I don't know how real that is, but it's in the atmosphere that has happened. You know what I mean?
It doesn't even have to be said anymore, but Hov is just that figure. So when it comes to that, as far as figure-wise, but man, if it's going up, if this is a duel of duels, I don't know, man.
It's not good.
I think,
huh?
I don't know.
What do you think, Timbo?
I don't know. Right now, if you would ask me right now,
oh boy,
I think Ye and Drake would take
what?
It.
Over Jay-Z and Meek?
Over Jay-Z and Meek.
Timbo, you need to be drug tested ASAP, my nigga. Are you serious?
Nah, not happening.
Ye and Drake?
Not happening.
Over Jay and Meek? Nah. No.
If we're just talking about lanes.
Ye and Drake are going to do that sappy under the pillow shit. They're going to do some auto-tune shit. You know what I'm saying? Are they going to rap first?
That's not true. We've seen Ye do other shit. We don't know that.
Jay and Meek will keep it street and funky and gutter.
Oh, my God. Meek's going to talk about Rollies.
The Rollies,
of course. That's it. Who knows? Drake might get on the track
at
6 p.m. in New York and then throw some bars in.
When is the last time we were at 6 p.m. in New York? I like for 30 for 30. We don't get joints like that from Drake. He fucking views. All you motherfuckers like views. Fuck views. Views to me gets the Archie Bunker War. Here he goes. Enjoy that, because I don't like that album at all. It's too sappy for me. But getting back to these motherfuckers here. Now, like I said, there's been tension between Jay and Drake. Let's take it back, to the Zach Lowe interview? When he was on, Zane Lowe, thank you, Timbo, whatever his name is, fucking licking Drake's kneecaps and shit. The old fucking interview, just pathetic. He's up there when Drake was talking about the situation when they had Jay on there. He acted like, yo, I didn't even want Jay-Z on this motherfucking song. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even want this nigga on the song.
Oh, you're talking about Pop Style. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
he brought the track back to me, and I'm like, oh, Jay-Z's on this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do give Drake this, though. He I know he respects Jay-Z, but he's not bowing down to Jay-Z. I respect that. I do respect that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because Drake probably be looking at like, nigga, I'm from Toronto. I'm not from the States. I don't have to be around none of you motherfuckers. I'm staying back here in the six.
Yeah.
And I'm just chilling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But obviously there's been tension.
I heard that Pop Style thing, yeah. And I know Ye commented on it, too. He was like, yo, I didn't even tell Drake that there's going to be... Jay wasn't even supposed to be on it. Supposed to be just Kanye, you know?
Mm.
And then Ye comes out, and then I guess Hov just did two bars, right, at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
There was just two bars that Hov did. And then that's when...
And he took it out, right?
You know, Ye sent it back. It took everything out. The one that made the album didn't have any of them.
Jay-Z, man, that's twice that happened to you, my nigga. Take it back to Killer Cam when they did the Old Boy remix and fucking Jay-Z laced the verse on there and Cameron told the fucking engineer to take that nigga Hov's verse off. Like, that shit
Damn.
Is crazy. Yeah, that's some real truth. That's a real true story right there. And, I don't know, my nigga. It is what it is. And now, yeah, you're talking about you don't bring over the kids to come chill. My nigga... What? Because Blue Ivy and fucking North is not outside building a snow cone, a snowman together, and doing patty cake, and all that other flash shit, and playing double dutch. Like, maybe let's call it what it is, Timbo. We ain't sugarcoating shit here on PSA. Beyonce probably don't want Hov sniffing Kim Kardashian panties around him, nigga. She probably doesn't want that. I don't know. I'm just.
It's all about the brand.
I look at it. You know
it's all about their brand. I don't even think B wants to be around that. I don't think she wants to be around that whole thing. I think she's. You know, there's been reports of that. It's come out publicly too. That she doesn't want to be around that. She don't want to be seen around that. So she's not going to go kick it with them. So.
But to be fair though, since Kim been with Kanye. She's been a motherly type. She's, you know what I'm saying? She's been, you know what I mean? Obviously, she's a married woman now.
But,
you know what I mean? But since she's been with Ye, she's been chill. It's Khloe out here being a mad woman and shit, wilding out here. But, you know, them Kardashians, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe in time, but I don't see it happening right now. No. I don't see that happening right now. We got to keep our ears to
Jay-Z, now. Do you sit back and chuckle? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about chuckle. I think you gotta be like,
you make that phone call and be like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? We gotta shoot the fair one. Like,
so.
We gotta meet in the backyard. Old
Let me ask
shit,
you this.
You know
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Do you think we'll see in the next show that he does? Do you think we'll see another him speak on it, but maybe more along the lines of, you guys blew that way out of proportion. I wasn't even saying
Yo,
nothing
nigga,
like that.
If
do you
Kanye
think
does that,
he'll
man,
come back?
You a certified dusthead. If you do what Timbo just said, that you would, and Ye was type of nigga do some shit like that too. I think that nigga's bipolar, for real, man. Like, the hip hop
yeah.
gods need to really take him into the lab and dissect his motherfucking brain. You fucking weirdo, you doing Twitter rants. You talking about Kid Cudi was on Twitter rants. Nigga, you doing the same fucking thing. And yay, nobody was checking for you until you got to The Rock. You know what I'm saying? Until you rocked
yeah.
with Rockefeller.
Yeah.
And yes, the pun is intended, nigga. Till you rocked with Rockefeller,
yeah.
nigga. You're there crying.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, man.
I guess we'll see. We got to keep our ears to it. I think the next show is probably going to be coming up soon.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Enough
we'll see
of
what
those
happens.
Clowns.
Yang and Ho, the story continues.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. In Battle Rap news, King of the Dot has released Pat Stay versus Sirius Jones. It is out now. Go check it out. We have, of course, our breakdown here that we do. I go ahead, I grab my popcorn. In this case, I'm going to cook my waffles, have some at night, and then let my boy Dre. We're going to talk about this one. It's an interesting battle, the way it went down. I think we were both were kind of surprised about how the outcome ended up being, but let's get into it, man. Pat Stay and Sirius Jones. Dre, what'd you think?
Now, see, when we had the pay-per-view, you don't really get to grasp everything on the pay-per-view because you're hearing the bars, but you're looking at other shit. You're probably thinking about some other shit. So now it comes on YouTube and you get to sit and digest this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Pat Stay, sucker free boss. And Sirius Jones. Yes, me and Jones have had words. This, that, and the third. I even reached out to Jones as a man and tried to talk to him like a man and put that shit to rest. It is what it is. Now, first round, out the gate, Timbo, I thought Pat Stay came out swinging. The aggression was there. The energy was there. The wordplay was there. He came out telling Sirius Jones he hates him, that angle, where he said, be thankful. We will gank you, shank you, erase you, cremate you, send you up to Cadillac Ron to free base you. That shit was fire. Yeah, that was hard. That was hard. The narcoleptic line, that was cool. One thing about Pat Stay, he can mix up the aggressiveness, Timbo, and connect it with the joke bars. The Smirnoff line was cool. The Hunters of Sierra Leone, it was cool. I thought Pat Stay had a dope, solid first round. He stumbled one time in the first round. What do you think about his first round, Timbo?
I feel the same way. I thought it was dope. Usually after you hear Pat Stay round, you can kind of gauge how the rest of the battle is going to be. And I was like, all right, this is going to be dope, you know. Pat Stay had a real solid first round, so I was like, all right, it's gonna be cool. But like I say about a lot of rounds, Dre, it was beatable.
Back to that, that's
that.
Your line, that's real. That's that. You need to copyright that. You always say that. Yeah.
Was a solid round, but it was definitely beatable. Yes.
Right. Jones comes out the gate, Timbo. The show like Mr. Ed talking horse, then try to put it out like Nick at Night. Thought that was cool. I do not like defeat lines at all. Can we RIP the defeat lines? But I will say this to Sirius Jones, the Kunta Kinte defeat line, the whole White Roots line, that was cool. Your throat is a pussy and how your voice box. Thought that was cool. Yo, Jones had some clever lines, man. I give Jones this. He says a lot of clever shit. Now, you notice the crowd really wasn't fucking with Jones like that too much in the early stages of the first round. And I think a lot of shit went over their heads and shit. I think King of the Dot crowd, as the years of watching them, like, we know they're not going to boo you. But I think on camera, especially with his first round, you have to decipher that shit better on camera.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jones was saying a lot of slick shit. The crowd, like I said, the crowd wasn't catching. I thought Jones barred Pat Stay in the first round, Timbo. The patty kicks, the upper hand, that line was cool. My lawyer had to can the DA to get to Canada. That shit
Canada,
was fire.
That was fire.
Yeah,
that
was
fire. Yeah.
When Jones said, why you be rapping and be doing your lips like that, that's ironic because I think Pat's a lick. That was low-key.
Yeah.
Was
so
yo, no, for
that was
real. Like, oh,
yeah, yeah. No, he has some shit.
Yeah. Timbo, I got Jones winning round one, man. I just thought he outbarred Pat lyrically. The Illmaculate line, that lit. That shit was fire. I got Pat
Illmaculate.
Jones.
Yeah,
I think first round is up in the air a little bit, but I got Jones taking that first round.
It was a good first round. I can't argue with that. I felt the aggression was there more with Pat's bars, though, and I think it was more delivered a little bit better. I went with Pat the first round, but
even off the stumble,
because
he kind of stumbled, I just fumbled the ball, man.
Little bit, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but I was feeling this shit a little bit more. But I will say this: Jones' shit was crazy. Jones has fucking really dope first round too. But I got Pat just off of some a little bit better delivery. I thought his flow was a little bit better, so I'm going with Pat first round.
Round two, Pat Stay goes back into more. He went to more of the humor in this round. There was not a lot of aggression to me in the second round from Pat Stay. He kind of went away from that. And Pat, we just like when you're aggressive, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I know you do a lot of humor shit, but you didn't mix in aggression on this one. You went straight joke in this round, which I have no problem with, because I hate when people say when you have jokes, you have no bars. Listen, SoCon lived on snapping on niggas and body niggas by making jokes on niggas. You know what I mean?
Pat
talked about, you know, one of Jones' lines. Pat, bro, you kind of lost me, my nigga. How you have a solid first round and, like, you doing three steps back to me in this round? Went back into some more humor rhymes and shit, but it wasn't hitting like it usually does, man. I know the crowd was sniggling and giggling. I'm going to be real, son. I thought a lot of Pat Stay's rhymes the crowd was going crazy for. It didn't move me like that. I like the miscarriage. I'm bothering you. That was cool. I thought Pat Stay had a light second round, Timbo. Talk to me.
Yeah. I agree with you. I wasn't even fucking with that. Let me get the beef, the cheese, the this, the quesadilla, I wasn't fucking with that at all, bro. Like, I did not like that whole angle. I thought it was super forced. I honestly think those types of bars and that type of angle is such a forced angle. I don't like you bringing someone else's bars back and kind of reenacting or, you know, breaking it down. I would rather you just spit what you have to spit and just do what you have to do. I wasn't really feeling that at all. So I was very unimpressed with that shit, to be honest with
you.
And
to piggyback on what you said, Timbo, like, when you niggas is writing your rounds and shit, man, why are you sitting there, okay, I'm watching a niggas battle, and then you be like, oh, let me just break down this particular line he said in the battle. Like, that shit is mad lazy to me and shit.
Yeah,
like, super lazy. Like, why waste your fucking time on doing that? Yeah. If you going to do that, man, let somebody hear that shit and, like, tell you that shit is hot or not, my nigga, for real. Round two, Jones talked about Pat and Hollow. Hollowhand kneeling up. The D-Rose shooting guard, but that's not the point. That shit was dope, Jones. I ain't even gonna front. Jones broke Pat down. Like, he took his style, the Pat Stay, the bar spasm shit. I thought that was all dope and shit. The cocoa bread, the patty line was cold. The horror and Shug, that's too shoddy line was cold. I got Jones clearly winning round two, Timbo.
Clearly got round two. The way Pat had his second round, it was so beatable. And Jones was so – I'm not going to give away the third round, but Jones was so consistent in this battle. Like, it was through all of his rounds, through every single round. There was, like, it's hard to really find a horrible dry spot in his rounds. You know, it was very, very consistent. He easily beat Pat's second round. And let's not even get into the third, but I'm going to let you do this real quick.
Now, Pat Stay went into some real talk that some people like to call it. The Lux Beloved third round against Calico talk, if you want to call it that. My nigga, Pat, I understand you doing that, but you're stumbling, my nigga. You on a dressing Jones, my G. You stumbling. I know you're trying to show Jones a large picture. It just wasn't crafted well, in my opinion. Pat just looked like he knew. He wasn't his normal self, my nigga. Where's the Pat State of Battle Arsenal, Head Ice, Disaster, Math Hoffa? Memo to battle rappers. Yeah, man. Memo to you battle rappers, man. If you plan on giving some heartfelt material, please don't stumble and let it hit hard. Pause. What you thought about Pat Stir around, man?
I mean, come on, bro. It was a stuttering Stanley that round, bro. You know what I mean? To piggyback off what you said, I mean, the way there's a difference with when he's talked to somebody, you know, that real talk. Do you remember when he talked to Sharon?
Yeah.
Like that type
that shit was hard,
crazy.
Though.
Like that third round from Pat against Sharon? Mm. Crazy the way he spoke to Sharon. You know? Even when he started out the battle, but he was talking to Sharon. And, I mean, this just totally backfired, 100%. I think he kind of gave up, it felt like, in that third round. The way it kind of felt, you know. And it just, it was disappointing, you know. Because I wanted this battle to be actually super tight. It was, but not so much on Pat's part. But yeah.
Pat started off good in the first round, and everything just went.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Jones stood around. Jones rebuttal Pat talking about how many bitches he had, yada, yada, yada. The Ali All-Foreman canvas line was cold. The Rock Marciano rock line was cold. Let's be real, man. Jones clearly won this shit, man. I don't think Pat State is the face. Listen, I know y'all going to kill me out there. You know what I'm saying? I watch all leagues. I fuck with King of the Dots, so I'm not talking on my ass here. Pause. Timbo, chime in, my brother, when I say this. If you tell me I'm crazy, I'll take it. I don't think Pat State is the face of King of the Dot anymore, son. I just don't.
Who would you say is?
I got nominees. I got a one cat and a come up also who I think niggas going to have to pay attention to a lot. Listen, man. You got Iron Solomon out here. Sharon be catching wreck. Whether niggas want to call Sharon a nerd, I've always been a supporter of Sharon. I fucked with Sharon, man. He fucked the shit out of K-Shine. I'm sorry. Sharon beat the snot rag out of K-Shine. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
Big K, always consistent. And here's a name I'm throwing out here also. Psychosis.
Head Ice. Oh,
Head Ice, yeah, too, of course.
Psychosis, okay.
Psychosis is dope. You know what I'm saying? I think Sharon would have done a better job against Sirius Jones than Pat State did. So I'm not saying he'd have won or lost. I think Sharon would have done a way better job battling Sirius Jones. I think Iron Solomon would. I think Disaster is really the face of King of the Derby. I'm not. That's just my opinion.
I agree with that. I'm going to say right now, as far as performance goes, it's hard to say that Iron Solomon isn't really the face right now, you know, battle-wise, I think. It's like a top three, man. It's like Iron Solomon,
You're talking about Iron Solomon just making a comeback. He's just, I mean, the Daylight battle, the Diz battle, and the B-Magic is
Daylight,
what he got.
Daylight, Diz, Magic. Yeah.
Three?
No, he's definitely no. There's got to be something else in there.
Where he in Royce battle?
Hold on. There's got to be something else there. Charlie Clips.
Nah, son. That's all I ain't got. But that might take another.
Wait, no,
away
Charlie
from him.
Clips. He battled.
All right,
Charlie Clips.
Okay. Thank you.
He battled.
And if you're gonna talk about that battle,
Blackout.
That battle wasn't all that great, fam. On both sides, Charlie Clips talking about pee-pee jokes and shit. Get out of here because of that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
So let's see. He has four comebacks. Okay.
Yeah. And out of the four, two were super, super dope. One was I, and I ain't like the Clips one. So you know I'm going okay. This battle and the Magic battle I like a lot. The Daylight battle,
Alright, I might be leaning somewhere else. Okay. Alright, I'll tell you this.
He's definitely not far behind in being consistent though. Like he's been consistent.
I'll say this. Diz, you're right. I was just looking at the battles right now. Diz, the face of King of the Dot. I think overall
he beat that little
more
wannabe
battles,
disaster Jonah. I slapped him up.
Killed bro. That was not fair. That third round.
Yeah.
You know what the crazy part is, bro? You know what the crazy part is? Mm-hmm. I swear Diz looked like he was having like the most fun in that battle.
Yep.
He was laughing, he was joking, and he was killing this guy, bro.
What about the Dumbfounded battle?
Dumbfounded, I was just gonna say that too.
You know what I mean?
Also, you know? So
he was having fun there also.
Right. I have Diz, the face of King of the Dot as well. I have Solomon up there. You know, and Big K, you know, as far as like battle
is
Sharon,
so Timbo, you're not gonna. Oh, there you go. I'm gonna say you're not gonna show any respect to Sharon, huh?
No. You have to show.
You have
respect.
To.
Yeah.
Sharon.
You have to show.
Yo, man, bro. I don't know, man. I think niggas be look. I know Sharon. Like people might say he has a corny steez, cool, but put that to the side and just when he rhymes. Bro, he be out here, son. Like, he don't be bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might need anybody listening to me and Timbo, write on the comments. What he did to K-Shine was just like, if you look at Calico's face, Cortez's face, all he was looking like, yo, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sharon, we see you, my G. But I got Big K, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would say Head Ice. I fucks a Wolf, but has he won a lot of the battles that he's been on? No. Like I had Big K beating him. No shade to Wolf. He did his thing. But I had Big K winning that.
I feel you on that. I agree with you.
In the Carter Dean battle, you know that was weird. You know, but Pat Stay, my nigga.
I think it was.
I fucks with you, bro. I fucks with you, Pat Stay, for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been saying for a long time. We had Tay Rock up on here early this week. And I'm like, yo, I want to see you and Pat Stay get it in. And even Rock was like, that would be interesting, wouldn't it be? Now I'm like, you and Hollow had a dope battle. Some people had you winning. Some people had Hollow winning. You know what I'm saying? I just want the Pat Stay that's, you know what I'm saying, chill, swag back chilling. Spitting that human shit to you and aggression and shit, clowning you and spitting some bars and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He really looked out of sync against Sirius Jones.
Yeah.
Now,
we're hopping on
Pat Stay. What about Sirius Jones now? What are we doing with Sirius Jones? And when I say that, Timbo, he beat Gems. He beat Pat Stay now. What are we, I mean,
I'm not going to lie, he's on a nice little consistent run right now.
He's battled Head Ice also on King of the Dot. Who else he battled?
Yeah.
He's been on King of the Dot
a
couple of times now, so he's getting comfortable.
Yeah.
He's getting used to that atmosphere, used to the crowd, used to, you know what
I'm
saying?
I think that's good. I think that's what needs to be done, you know? You have to find that. And I think it's on his nice little run. I'm excited to see what he's got next, too, you know?
I think with Jones, he has to battle some dudes. It's not even they legends, but niggas that's on the mid-tier niggas that are dope, like a JC.
Wait, he's battling
Chilla
Arsenal.
Jones. Oh, he's battling Arsenal, part itself. How can I forget?
He's battling Arsenal next weekend.
Who you got?
In Cali. Look, man, they hate Arsenal up there for what he did to Fab. I'll tell you that. Hate him. But strictly off camera, who do I have? Because we're going to judge this off camera, of course.
Mm.
Off camera. Man, this
I think
is,
I know
this,
you're going.
I'm not going to lie, man. This is tough. This might be an easy decision for you.
Not really, you know. It's
I got,
really
I'm,
not.
I'm, it's tough, man. I'm going to go Arse 2-1. But I would not be surprised if Jones surprises us, you know, with how he's battled lately. But I'm going to go Ars 2-1. Who you got?
You know what? Here's the thing. You never really seen Jersey niggas battle each other. You know what I'm saying? We always hear the conversation, oh, Jersey niggas shouldn't battle each other. Yay, ray, ray, ray. Now we got Shotgun, Sugar, and Susur battling. Bam, put that to rest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is Arsenal going to get disrespectful and rude to Sirius Jones? Like, is he going to light up on him? I don't think so, because whenever we know Arsenal to light up on anybody. But is it going to be because he's the OG? Because let's be real, Arsenal and Swape Sever, I cringe when I watch that battle because they were boys. They wasn't really going ham with each other. Arsenal had a nice battle. No, I don't want to see that shit because the niggas not going to go ham with each other like that. They're just going to spit bars like random shit. Like, is Arsenal going to go at his neck?
Here's the thing. You know what I feel like? I feel like this isn't even – I don't even consider Jones in that little – that group or bunch of Jersey dudes that I feel like.
I feel like it's Surf.
I feel like it should. You know, you feel you have Old Red in there too. That's like the that's like the group of Jersey. I've never really associated Jones with Jersey. Like they don't he doesn't ride or die in my opinion in his battles and stuff like that for Jersey. He's not and to me like I said, he's not a part of that Jersey crew. So, I mean, I could see Arsenal getting disrespectful. I don't think there's no, like, love there that they're going to be like, oh, my God, Jersey versus Jersey, why would you say that? Nah. I think it could get disrespectful.
Has Arsenal, like, Arsenal is not shy to go on social media and clown niggas. He's going at Tay Rock neck. I haven't really seen him talking greasy. You know what I'm saying, Timbo? He was talking greasy against Mr. Fab. He ain't really talking too greasy against Jones. You know what I'm saying? And it's Jones, when he's writing his rhymes and he has to know Arsenal is one of the most disrespectful cats in battle rap, is he going to try to match that? Because now that I'm noticing niggas, are they going to try to match that? You know what I'm saying? Or is he going to beat him to the punch with that? Is he going to, I think he might outbar Arsenal.
Yeah.
But Arsenal is going to, it's the haymakers. Arsenal got the ability to land some real sting worthy haymakers, you know what I'm saying? Where you're like, ugh. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know, Timbo. I don't know. I might go with Arsenal, but and see, I'm being objective because Jones the last couple battles he's been on point. Is Jones gonna try to? Mm-hmm. Is Arsenal gonna say, I'm the king of Jersey? He's going to pull that route. I think, you know, Arsenal's going to have a round, Timbo, where he's telling Jones, I'm that nigga. You're a thing of the past. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding on Jersey. And to the point that you made, when I watch Arsenal, Shug, Surf, O-Red, Jay, I'm looking at Jersey. I feel Jersey through that TV screen, through the computer screen. You see Jersey.
Yeah, I don't feel Jersey when Jones is up there. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying to piggyback on what you said. Yeah. Exactly. I don't see Jones on stage, my brother, when I look at him. But that's neither here nor there. I don't know. That's a big thing. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It can go either way, though, man. It can go either way because I think Jones knows this is going to be a big battle for him. Arsenal is a good look for him. And that's no shade when I say that to Jones. You know, people be like, what do you mean it's a good look for him? Well, Jones is a legend. I get that. But on camera, I'm just talking on camera. I'm not talking about shit off camera. Yeah, Jones been doing this since Fight Club. Hey, Arsenal's on Fight Club too. But in this new era of battle rap, Arsenal name ring bells and Jones doesn't in this era. Yeah, he's a legend, but you know what I'm saying?
I agree. So who you got?
When is this battle, Timbo?
Next Sunday, the 30th.
And when is he battling fucking T-Rock?
Sunday or Monday.
Who's he battling first? He's battling T-Rock first or Sirius Jones first?
Let me see. So Arsenal,
if he's,
Arsenal versus T-Rock is going to be. Hold on. I'm looking at this right now.
Because that's what's on the tape.
He is battling K-Rock this weekend on Sunday. And then he battles Jones next weekend on Sunday, the 30th.
Well,
so he battled them a week apart with,
Jimbo,
with Taylor
you and I,
first. Yeah.
We know the bullshit in battle rap, son. We know the old cliche, who's he going to go harder for? Pause. Is it safe to say, Turbo, here on PSA, that he's going to go extra hard at Tay-Rock more than he's going to go at Sirius Jones? Like, that material is more pen for Tay-Rock.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, who would you go harder for? First of all, Tay-Rock is on his league. So,
Facts.
Let's be real. Who you know what I'm saying? It's on you, Doug. And I would think that he would go harder for Tay-Rock regardless of where it's at.
Right.
But this is a big battle, him versus Rock. He knows, first of all, Rock doesn't even battle outside of Smack. This could be the only chance he ever gets to battle Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Rock doesn't do this very often. We had Rock up here, of course. Shout out to Rock. He was up here
saying
the reason he's doing this is because there's no Summer Madness this year. I got to eat. I need that check. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, ours came with it, and we're going to make it happen. You know, I think the battle you take off between these two, not saying that ours is, the battle you take off if you have to would be Jones. No question to me. No question.
But, yo, let's say if Austin, my nigga, let's really think about this real quick, Timbo. If Austin beats Tay-Rock and Sirius Jones, my nigga, like, clearly, I'm not saying 3-0, it could be a 2-1, but, like, it's clearly everybody in battle rap is saying he won that shit 2-1 clear, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
mm-hmm.
we already put respect on Arsenal's name before, but you're going
to
have to really put some motherfucking respect on that nigga's
has
name,
to
fam.
Be respect, has to be respect now, not be, just because, of course, we know how Tay-Rock is, but Jones, like we said, is on a streak right now. He's actually doing really, really well. As
Back
far as not even just like he's not even just winning battles by default, but his material is fire right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like
he has some fire shit against Jims too.
He had some crazy shit against Jims. I'm not gonna lie to you, his material versus Jims might be one of my favorite material that he's had hands down ever. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, that first round against
very
Jims
surprised.
Was cracked. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Timbo, I'm going Sirius Jones.
Huh?
I'm going Sirius Jones.
You're going with Jones. 2-1?
Yeah, and I'm not shocking, but I'm going with Sirius Jones. 2-1, edging it.
2-1?
Yeah, 2-1. I'm going on Jones.
I can't hit on that. You know what?
I think the OG
Even
veteran is going to want to show the young OG veteran, you know, I still does this.
Has Jones battled out West? Does that matter?
I don't think so. Has he, fam? I don't know. Back in his previous years, maybe before the cameras, I don't know. But
I don't know.
On
I don't
camera,
know if on King
on
of the
tape,
God he's battled out with. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think on camera. Yeah, I don't. Not that
I'm not,
you know.
I'm not sure. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but who
right,
knows?
Right.
I'm taking ours 2-1. But like I said, Jones has been crazy lately. But it's going to be interesting to see. Like we said, Tay-Rock, he's battling this Sunday. Is a UW event. Every bar counts this Sunday. Next Sunday, the 30th, is Mr. Fab's No Mask event up in Oakland. So, Ars is on both cards.
Real quick, is there another match on that card that we could talk about? So we could throw Mad Heat out? That you want to discuss on that?
Let's see. Let me see.
We got three right here.
Yeah. See.
I know Solo and Daylight's battling. I mean, I don't even know what to say with that.
Let's see. Let's see. Arsenal versus Jones. No, I don't think we have a full one yet. I'm looking at it on.
I think Shine and Jay from Four in the Block is battling, I think.
Oh, here it is. Hold on. We have him versus Clips.
Who?
Oh, remember we went down this. Remember it was John Daylight, Servant Rex, Magic and Tez.
No. I'm talking about Arsenal's card. You dub shit.
Oh, you dub? Nah, I don't have that full card. No. I don't know if there's that full card. Let's see. Every bar counts.
Yeah, Osolo's battling Daylight. I know J4 in the block is battling Shine.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. And then DNA versus Rad B. Don't know
who
that is.
I don't have to one of them shits. I'm good.
Speed Dollar versus Uno Lavos.
I'm good, V.
I'm good on that. That's all we got.
Yeah, that's all we got for real, fam.
That's all we got. But, yo, shout out to those guys, man. It's going to be a good event. So we got that event coming down this weekend.
Yeah.
We'll be watching that. We'll be keeping our ears to the social media, see what's going on with that.
Sir.
And then if there's a pay-per-view, we'll be copping it, too. So we'll keep our eyes on it. We got the battles coming out.
Yeah, so we're the first one to talk about these battles and shit early. You know how we doing
shit. Hey, man, that's exactly what we do. Man, here's what we do, man. These segment boys. Drop at 3 at night, man. You guys already know what we do, man. PSA Radio, any battle that drops, we review it here. Just grab your popcorn. You already know what it is, man. We'll be back. Most likely going to be doing a show this weekend, too. Let's be honest about it. Maybe if we get to watch this UW event, we'll be doing some sort of recap. But let's get it, man. PSA motherfucking Radio, my bro Dre, 3 Letterman. Hey, yo, take us out, my G.
Man, you already know what it is, man. Me, my bro Timbo, man. PSA Radio, man. You know what the fuck it is, man. Great segment here, man. I'll let your boys, man.
Let's get it. We out.